Hey, this is Leo, and my favorite Weird Al song has to be "It's All About the Pentiums." I love that song because it takes such a song that's like so macho and like gangster and makes it the complete opposite. It's Weird Al at his best, in my opinion. It's just completely turning it on its head. And for me growing up, it was totally like what I actually did, like at home. I would defrag my hard drive, just to like try and get it a little bit faster. I'd always be looking at like, maybe I can RMA my hard drive and see if I could get a newer hard drive that's got higher capacities because these ones are discontinued by now. I remember just like all the things that he talks about is exactly what my life was like in the early 90s. So I love this. Later.
And now, a word from our sponsor. Get a monastery, get built, cutting your epic road short.
Are you blue from being assassinated and replaced with a camel?
Hi, I'm John Borgum.
And I'm John Borgum.
And when we aren't recording these commercials,
or getting drunk,
we're sending our interns to court to fight for you, the little people. So call us at 302-PAY-FIRE. That's 302-PAY-FIRE. Borgum.
And Borgum.
For the meeple.
Since you've been gone,
it couldn't hurt anymore if you shoved a red hot cactus up my nose.
Welcome to We're All Yankovics.
Woo! Another episode. We're going to be working on Since You've Been Gone.
Yes. Not the Kelly Clarkson. No, not her. No. That's Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah. She's not grammatically correct.
No, exactly. Not even spelled correctly.
Not even spelled. Yeah, exactly.
She ripped off Weird Al, though.
She needs to listen to word crimes.
Yes.
Because she like violates. Really? Like, several of them, yeah.
Yes, just in that one title. But this is a Weird Al's classic a cappella song, Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah. One side also said that it was sort of like doo-woppy.
Yeah, doo-wop, a cappella, 50s kind of sort of style, maybe 60s.
Yeah. Bad Hair Day.
Yep,
1996, just going through the stats. No video, but we've seen him in concert doing this, and he also did like a Weird Al TV, like end of a segment recently where he like sings it on his like porch in front of a pool or something. And it's the same thing. He always does this. Like,
yes, big... no one can see you, but you're doing the flamingo arms.
Yeah. That's what he does. It's like, dum,
yes,
dum. Yeah,
he does. He flaps his arms like a flamingo. It's awesome. Maybe not flamingo.
Giant bird.
Yeah. Flamingos
like
don't flap their wings. I'm thinking seagull. I don't know why I said flamingo.
Do flamingos even... I'm like, I'm sure they have wings, but I don't think I've...
I said flamingo, totally envisioning a seagull, so birds are not my thing.
Have you ever seen a flegal? A flegal?
A flegal, no. I've never seen a flegal. That's when Smeagol had sex with a flegal.
Oh, hey now. Hey now, this is supposed to be a PG-13. Yes, okay, so I don't think I've ever
Boys
seen...
Boys and girls, go ask your mommy what that means.
I don't think I've ever seen a flamingo flying.
I think I have.
Well, exactly. That's,
maybe animated.
I stop this podcast. We're going to start a new podcast.
We are.
Where we just answer, do flamingos fly? I mean, like, it's a very important question.
It is.
Okay. So that's his performance, but there's no video behind it and stuff.
No.
And it's a great, like, it's a really fun song. Like,
I love it.
And I love reading. I've read a lot about like reactions and stuff to it on the internet, and so many people are like, oh, okay, like they get to the end and they're like honestly surprised,
right? They really thought Weird Al was gonna have a real sincere love song.
Yeah it was like I get giddy just thinking about them listening to the song,
right?
In a weird way.
Like, just watching someone listen to it for the first time is awesome.
Because
I had this, you know, a similar reaction. First time I remember listening to it, I was in my car, like I always am when I get a new Weird Al CD.
Yeah.
I
I'm old. I have a CD. I still get CDs. Forget this digital. Yeah, I get an old school CD. Put it in my car and I go for a drive. It's my tradition every time I get a new Weird Al CD. Unfortunately, it'll never happen again. But I remember being in my car, listening to that song. And when it got to the end, I'm like, ah, there it is. There it is. I knew I had the faith there was something coming here. And yes, wonderful.
Yeah.
Love that song.
No, it's so great. It's so descriptive.
Yes.
We'll get into the lyrics in a little bit, our favorite lyrics. But like, especially these a cappella love songs, he always comes up with such interesting imagery. Mm-hmm. I mean, he always does, like any of his things. Like,
One More Minute. Almost a sequel to One More
exactly,
Minute.
Exactly. And it's just, it's so awesome. It's so, so very cool. Now, Since You've Been Gone is also the title of a Comedy Bang Bang episode, episode 112.
Really?
But I think it was just the radio podcast episode, not one of the TV episodes. But in a weird sense, like Weird Al was guesting on that episode.
Right.
Later, last season of the TV show, Weird Al actually became the band director.
Right.
For a whole season. So I just thought it was interesting how he keeps going back to Comedy Bang Bang. And
it's really cool. His kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. It's really neat. Especially now that he's not doing a lot of album-y kind of thing. He's really branching out and doing a lot of other work. And Comedy Bang Bang was a great like thing that he did that was kind of cool and like outside... Not outside of what we'd expect from him, but just like something different in the world, kind of.
Just a little bit more Al. Yeah.
Exactly.
He should be a band leader at on some talk show. That's what he should be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like last episode we talked about the Weird Al show for a little bit. And coming up, we're going to be talking about, in a couple of weeks, we're going to talk about another show that Weird Al was on that was like a variety type show. So, Ooh. Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go through our category. Old, feeling old. I actually like this song because there's a thing in this song that doesn't make me feel old because I have no idea what it is, and that's cod liver oil. So
I do actually know that reference.
What?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm probably not the best person to describe. Hey, Walter, get over here. Huh? What do you want?
Hey, Walter, what is cod liver oil?
What?
Cod liver oil. I mean, to me, there are three different things.
Yes, it's oil derived from a cod's liver. What's wrong with this generation? If it's not hashtag, you don't understand it. It's something that your mother would put in your mouth, and it was supposed to make you feel better, even though it was awful. You had to have the cod liver oil. It's like a home remedy.
Okay. Cool. Now, do you, is it like a freshly squeezed thing? Like, do you put it in a press and like you squeeze the liver of a cod? Oh,
what? I gotta go. Hannity's on.
Okay. So, thank you, Walter. Bye. I've never known it. It sounds so. It's like it's a home remedy type thing.
Yeah, that's what I understand. Kind of thing. Yeah. He's correct. I mean, who knows that guy? He's senile. Uh-huh. But I think that's what I heard. Is it's something, you know, back in the 30s? You know, you got to have your cod liver oil, and the kids hated it, but it was supposed to make them healthy. And I don't know if they actually had a cod liver press.
Yeah,
maybe it was something they had like on infomercials, you know.
Slice them, dice them, squeeze them.
Cod liver-o-matic.
Oh gosh. So yeah, cool. I think that we burned through that song pretty quick. It's not that long, so there's not a lot to talk about, and it's fairly straightforward. It's just solid. Like it's almost weird. Like some of these songs are going to be so good that we're just like, yeah. What do we talk about?
He's amazingly talented, and that he did. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, internet, he did all the parts himself. He you know, recorded them all. He does every single part of it. Is it five-part harmony? I'm not the musical.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think it's five-part harmony. He does every...
Four? I don't know. Four? Whatever. Depends what he is.
Exactly. He does all of them. It's all him. Everything you hear in that song is Weird Al Yankovic. It's not his band. It's just him.
Which is interesting because if it had come out now, he could do like that video that they do on YouTube where they have the person and they box them out.
Yes.
And it's the same person.
Like paint.
Yeah.
Lovely, yeah.
Yeah, they like all the things that, and they're like, you know, you hear them listening to the mm-hmm. earbuds and they're singing the one part and then they do like a cool montage of the, this song is perfect for that with Weird Al.
He was, you know, if YouTube was around back then, he would have been an innovator.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would have been on there.
We should, I feel like somebody out there should actually do that. So somebody should take the thing and pretend like, I don't know.
Sure.
It should be
we should do that. Yeah. Let's go do that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, totally.
Anyways, favorite lyrics, right?
Lyrics. Mine, I'm going to start with, it couldn't hurt anymore if you shoved a red hot cactus up my nose.
That's very descriptive.
Yeah, exactly. Descriptive, the image, like you...
That one's always like kind of bothered me because why does it really need to be red hot? I mean, cactus on your nose is going to be painful enough.
That's the point. It's Weird Al. He's taking something and he's heightening it. You know what I mean? Like he's like...
Would it even matter? Would you feel the heat? Would the heat even get through the quills?
I don't know.
In your nose? You have heat receptors like that? I don't...
Wouldn't that just catch on fire? Like, right? What?
Flaming cactus up your nose, like red hot, is just... It's very descriptive and I love it.
It's a metal statue of a cactus that's been heated really hot.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, yeah.
Red hot cactus. That's so painful. Mine has always been... It got me the first time I listened to it. It still gets me to this day. It's like an ice cream headache that won't go away. That's just the greatest.
Do they still have those
ice cream headaches? Of course they still. They don't produce them. You don't go to the store and add like an ice cream headache. No, it still happens. It's a process that happens when you eat something too fast. It's like brain freeze.
I don't know. Kids these days, they have weird ways of doing stuff.
They warm up their ice cream first. Starbucks hot ice cream in a cup.
Honestly, though, half of the time I ate ice cream, I always liked to mix it up so it became a little soupy before I ate it. Like, that's totally the way.
Well, hold it in your mouth for a second and breathe into it. So it gets so warm, you don't get that ice cream headache. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
you don't want that ice cream headache that won't go away.
Like what you do with soup, right?
Yeah.
You bring it up, you're like, yeah.
Exactly. But you got to get the hot air. Yeah. Brilliant.
Oh, yes.
Can you just imagine having that? That extreme pain that lasts 3 seconds is the worst thing ever. To have that last forever, that's just so descriptive. And I've been in relationships like that.
Whoa. Okay. I guess we all have.
That's what the song's about, you know. That person that you're involved with, that you're just like, oh, why am I with this person? I guess I'm there, you know.
At least, but in this case, the person actually left.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. It's when they don't leave that it's a problem. And now review time?
Yes, we're going to review this.
Yeah, so it's solid, man.
It is. It's one of the best.
Like we said earlier, we can't talk about it because it's so solid, but it's a 4. I mean, a solid, solid 4.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going to give this one a 4 for sure. Maybe even a 4.5. I'm going to go up a little bit because this is like one of the top bitter love songs he's done. I love the bitter love songs, and this one just really gets to me. Just musically, it's fantastic. The acapella, it's just fantastic. Great ending. It's what nice punchline, basically.
Yeah.
I love all the imagery. It's just great.
Would it be
great.
Better? Is it good because it's also sort of short? How much more would that punchline hit or not hit if he added like 2 more verses?
I don't know. That's a good question.
There's an answer. It's just one of those weird.
It depends on what the reference he added would be. It just kept on the caliber he has in there.
Exactly.
How many torturous ways can you do that he didn't already use in other songs? So I think it's perfect the way it is.
Yes, there you go.
Darn near perfect. I won't give it a 5.
Darn near perfect.
Darn near, because why aren't you giving it a 5 then, hypocrite? No, I'm hesitant to give it a 5. I just am, just because I want to save that. I'm going to give stick with 4.5. Yes, special. Very special.
4.5?
4.5.
Okay. But that brings us to the end of We're All Yankovics.
We're All Yankovics.
Since you've been gone, you can always get a hold of us. We're All Yankovics at gmail.com. You can also call us at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-93473. Leave us a message of like what you thought of this song, what you think of other songs, your favorite Weird Al song, your favorite Weird Al memory. Or are you one of those people who got to be in the audience when he does I Want to Be Your Lover and got the silk around your neck?
That person needs to call us.
Yes, yes. Do they get to keep those?
Does Weird Al keep the person?
No, yes. Does Weird Al? You're mine now.
The band has a whole cage full
of
them.
He's got like a harem that he's just like,
I mean, I'm pretty sure he leaves the scarf with them. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they get to keep it.
That's sweet.
I actually know someone, maybe we can get her on the podcast, who had that experience, and I'll see if she still has the scarf, if she got to keep it.
Interesting. Yeah. We should. We totally should. All right. Well, look forward to that, I guess. But any other message you have, let us know, and we'll totally play it on a future episode.
Fantastic. So,
thanks for listening.
My pleasure.
And
Bye-bye.
I feel almost as bad as I did when you were still here.